Hello, hello. My name is Chantel, and I wanted to share with you my fibroid journey. Because when I first started researching fibroids, there was really not a lot of information that was on the net, or just nobody was really telling the story that I had. So I felt kind of alone, and I wanted to just kind of open up and kind of share with people that's what I've been going through and the steps that I've been taking to live with them. So about 7 years ago is when I first noticed kind of like a marble size, like ball kind of in the lower abdomen. And I was joking around with like some friends that I'd worked with, and they were talking about how they swore by hydrocolon therapy. I'd never done it before. And I was like, well, if you guys swear by it, let me go give this a try. And so I was thinking that maybe there was something clogged in my colon. So maybe that's what this, like this ball that was in my lower abdomen was. So while the practitioner was kind of feeling around, like before and during the session, she'd asked me if I had fibroids. And I never really thought about them for myself, but I was thinking back, and my mom actually had to have a hysterectomy because she had uterine fibroids. So I didn't know that much about it other than my mom had gone through it, but I didn't know fully her experience other than the fact that she had to remove her uterus. Now, within researching fibroids a little bit, it's pretty common that a hysterectomy is how most doctors deal with fibroids. When fibroids get pretty bad, you're going to have really, really heavy periods. Sometimes there's going to be pressure on different parts of other organs in the body. And because of these super heavy periods, anemia is really, really common. So fatigue is really common, low hemoglobin, and just all around, you know, you're probably going to have paler skin, just being exhausted all the time. So I'm noticing all these symptoms, but I didn't really notice them for myself. Like I'd read about them, but I didn't feel them yet. But years were starting to go by and they started to grow. And I'd always worked as a dancer and feel very comfortable in my body, feel very comfortable wearing, you know, whatever skimpy outfit I'm going to be put on a stage. And it got to a point where sometimes people that were casting these dance opportunities, they were like, oh, do you think she can cover this area? And I just remember one time just crying because, like, you know, I had these things growing inside of me and I didn't know what to do to fix them. So I went on a pretty purely plant-based diet. So I kind of took out all meat, all processed meat. One of the causes of fibroids physiologically would be estrogen. Estrogen is kind of like the main culprit within the growth of fibroids. Basically, my liver is not effectively expelling the estrogen. So it's kind of like they become these estrogen ball-like sacs that have not been expelled. And so that's what they are. But then within this time, I started going on my spiritual journey as well. And with that, I've been learning about the law of attraction and how our thoughts create things, and that, you know, our beliefs are actually going to create our reality. And so I started to take a look at what my beliefs are. So my mom had told me that she had the fibroids. I believe also my aunt had the fibroids, and she wasn't sure, but she thought that her mom, my grandmother, also had fibroids as well. And within, you know, my spiritual journey, I was reading books by Louise Hay, and she had one called You Can Heal Your Life. And so I looked up and went to see what the emotional connection was to my physical ailment. And so it said a blow to the feminine ego was one of the, you know, emotional causes to fibroids. And so I'm thinking about, you know, my own personal lineage, and really not one of, like, myself, my mom, my aunt, or my grandmother had like a really positive male role model or male father figure growing up. None of us had parents that stayed together. And none of us also had like a really loving partnership relationship with a man. And so it was really interesting for me to say that, like, oh, we've all had to step into the role of, you know, mother, father, or male, female, doing everything on our own. And I'm super proud that I'm able to stand and take care of myself. But there's something about not allowing like the feminine energy to be itself. It's kind of like I took on like more of like a male energy to go through this world, just because I never had that as something, to look to. I had to look for myself, to myself, or look to my mom or my grandmother as like the male figures in my life. And so I was pretty shocked by the fact that, you know, that it might not necessarily be genetic, but it could also be, you know, the thoughts and the beliefs that the women in my family have. So I was pretty kind of bummed out, but I was like, you know what? You know, I'm really spiritual. I studied law of attraction, intuitive law of attraction, coaching wise, and I've been coaching now for a couple of years, and I really truly believe that I could heal myself. I do believe that we have the power to heal our bodies. I do believe that we have the power to create whatever life that we desire. And I was like, I'm going to do it. So I made sure I got my diet on point, not taking in any extra estrogen, doing liver flushes, going to herbalists and having her, you know, concoct some tinctures that like I would be able to take that would naturally heal the fibroids. I went to an acupuncturist. I really felt and feel like I did everything. I looked at all the emotional components as to why they developed and I just did everything. And they just were keep on getting bigger until now they're probably about the size of, I look like I'm 9 months pregnant, and it's sad sometimes because people will come up to me and they'd be so excited and they're like, oh my God, you're pregnant. Or they haven't seen me in a while. I'm like, oh my God, like, when are you due? And I have to disappoint them and myself saying that, no, I'm not pregnant. And it's a really awkward moment. I usually go to a room and cry after because, you know, that's not how I want to come across in the world, especially because I'm not pregnant because I'm not comfortable in my body right now, I haven't even allowed like a love relationship into my life just because I don't even feel comfortable with like, you know, being that vulnerable because I don't know, I just feel a little bit like a prisoner in my own body, which I'm sure some of you will understand and have felt the same way too. So about a month ago, just right before my 40th birthday, and so it's about 2.5 months ago, I had some really crazy pains and I thought that I was having appendicitis. So the next morning I went to the walk-in clinic, and then the walk-in said, oh, it actually might be an appendicitis. So like, you need to go to emergency. So I go to emergency, and in emergency, they take blood. And the blood test comes back and my hemoglobin was at 51 or 50, no, 51. And so it had dropped over, you know, 25 from the year before, which is also very low. If I'm not mistaken, like a normal average, it would be about a 120, and mine was like less than half. And my mom had told me that when she was at her worst, her hemoglobin was at 78. And at that point she was so weak that she had to like drag herself across the floor to make a phone call to call 911 to take her to the hospital. And that's when she ended up having the hysterectomy because she really thought that she was going to die. So the doctors were just kind of, they were like, how are you dizzy? Like, how do you feel? And like, I'm always a go, 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 do, do, do type person. So being tired is never really an issue it doesn't stop me from getting things done. And also it's been now 7 years, like I just always feel this way. So I just never really realized that like I might be having a lower quality of life. I just thought that I'm doing a lot of stuff, so I'm just tired. And so they gave me an iron infusion for about 3 hours. And then they were asking me if I wanted to do a blood transfusion. And there's something about the blood transfusion, the idea of it, I didn't feel comfortable with it. It just didn't resonate with me. If I was in a car accident and it was something that was going to save my life 100%, I would allow a blood transfusion to happen, but I just didn't feel comfortable with just having one done in the hospital. And that particular day as well, it was just a little bit overwhelming. And I kind of was like, just really sad that like, for how long have I been missing out on life because I've been hoping that I can heal these fibroids on my own. So I'd made an appointment that day. I got a referral to get to speak to a woman's doctor at the women's hospital in Toronto. And finally, I got the appointment and I went to see the lady. And we kind of discussed having surgery. Now, in the past, I had just thought about having surgery, but I've never been to the hospital. I've never really even had to have a prescription. Like, invasive surgery was a little bit definitely overwhelming and like scary for me being put under, and it would be pretty invasive being like usually hip to hip or like around the bikini line is usually where they do the surgery from, about a 6 week recovery. So I was always kind of like, no, I can do this on my own. No, I can heal myself. No, I believe that, you know, I have the emotional capacity to heal my body and heal my life. I even at one point was on the waiting list for 2 years for a new procedure called Acessa, where if I understand correctly, they kind of send electrodes into the center of the fibroids and it kind of does like an ablation from the inside out, and then the fibroids will just shrink on their own. So I was on the waiting list for about 2 years to have the surgery. There's only one doctor in Canada that does it. They do it multiple places in the United States, but Canada, it is covered by OHIP, so, or by our healthcare. So I would be able to do this without spending, I believe it's $30,000 in the States to have this procedure. So when the date actually came for the surgery, this was last year around March, I had already booked my ticket because I'm in Ontario. This was in Saskatchewan. They said that they had to cancel it because some sort of equipment had to be renewed, and it was coming from the States and it hadn't been approved by, you know, Canadian government yet. So they were saying hopefully in the fall that I would be able to do it, but they're not actually sure when it would be approved. So I'm back on that waiting list again. And so pretty much a year goes by again and I'm still, you know, working to try to heal this myself. So when I was speaking to this woman and she brought up having the surgery, I really felt that it was time for me to say yes to it. And I was kind of going through a lot of different feelings about it because as a spiritual person, I just felt so guilty and so shamed that, you know, I preach, you know, that you can heal yourself, you can heal your body, you can create the life that you want, you know, that you have the power of the mind, the power of intention. These are things that I believe in truly and wholeheartedly. And I kind of was shaming myself for not being able to do it myself. But then I kind of had like a little bit of a aha moment, and being that me allowing myself to be a prisoner in my own body is also taking away from, you know, potential opportunities that I could be creating for myself. You know, I used to be active. I used to dance every day. I used to want to meet men and fall in love and have like a, you know, a full life in that sense. Full meaning like, you know, mother, father, children, dog. I don't know if I want a white picket fence, but you know the drill. You know, but with the fibroids, I didn't feel like that was you know, going to be a possibility. And so there's a saying, you got to see it to believe it. And I always felt that the saying was more that you have to believe it to see it. And in this case, that I feel like I've done the work on in the inside, and now I have to see it to believe it, because I'm so, they're so big that I can't see that it's possible right now. So I'm basically going to Marie Kondo my body and see if letting these fibroids go, I can actually get my body back and get my life back on track and start living fully. If you know anything about the chakras, the second chakra, that's like your power center. That is like your power creative center, where it's where you create money, you create life, like everything that begins like from here, from your core, from your second chakra. And my second chakra has like five, you know, massive balls of like kind of like muscle like tissue that is preventing anything else from growing. There's no space for anything else to grow, to flourish, to be stimulated there. It's just kind of like it's full. And so I decided to have the surgery. So I have been prepping my body for the last, I guess, 2 weeks for surgery. Because my hemoglobin is so low, I need to get it up to 120 before I can actually have the surgery. So today I went and I got iron. So I did like 2-hour iron infusion. I have to do 2 more, one next week and the week after. I've also had to get more blood taken to check my ferritin levels. And obviously I want to, you know, exercise as much as I can just so I can have my body in the best condition so it will heal the fastest. And it's supposed to be a 4 to 6 week recovery. So that is where I'm at. I feel so excited that I'm gonna stop punishing myself for not being able to heal these fibroids effectively, and I'm gonna allow Western medicine to help me get my body into a state where I can be more creative again. I can, you know, flourish again, as opposed to, you know, feeling the shame of not being, you know, able to heal myself naturally. So that's all I have to share with you today. I'll keep on sharing with you my journey as we go from here till then. I'm supposed to have the surgery next week, but because my hemoglobin levels are still low, it's going to be postponed for at least another couple of weeks. So I'll let you know as we go along. And if you have any questions for me, let me know. Some things that I've been taking to help me, you know, get as much iron as possible. Obviously, you want to have like your deep leafy greens. So kale and spinach are really great for, you know, for iron. Beans, if I didn't say beans. Blackstrap molasses is really good for iron. I've just been eating everything iron full. I've been taking some supplements. So Florovit is like a natural or like a vegetarian supplement that I take every day. It actually tastes pretty good. Some people don't think it tastes good, but I think it tastes quite good. I've been taking that daily, which has been helping a lot. And what else have I been taking? I used to take DIM and stuff like that before, which helps like with getting all your hormones intact. But now that I'm just focusing on getting my body prepped for surgery, I'm just kind of been focusing on just like iron, 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 iron. Also, the doctor wanted me to get into a state of menopause by having a Lupron injection. So about 2 weeks ago, I had a Lupron injection. So the needle was like this big and they like stuck it in my butt. And then I took like 5 pills, like 1 pill every day from when I started the injection. So it's supposed to put your body in the state of menopause. And this is actually one of the ways to treat fibroids. And I also just didn't really feel comfortable with that. Like I don't take birth control pills or barely even aspirins, because I just don't really like taking any unnatural substances. But to prep myself from surgery, because she didn't want me to have my period, I went through with this Lupron injection. And lo and behold, I still got my period anyways. So I don't know what that did, but maybe just made me have like a bit of a glow from like a heat flash. I don't know. So that's something that might be suggested to you by your doctor. Also, other alternative forms of treatment that were suggested to me is something that you put, I don't know the terminology exactly, but like it's like plastics in the blood that's going to stop the blood flow to the fibroids that would make them basically die and then shrink and eventually expel. I obviously didn't feel comfortable with that either. So I'm going to have a myectomy. The surgery is going to be around 2 to 3 hours, and the recovery time is usually about 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm going to do it, and my healing journey will begin after, because I know I've done all the inner work that they're not going to come back and I'll be able to have my body back. So I wanted to share all that with you. It's totally a 20-minute ramble of me and my final fibroid journey up until now, but I really want to live to my full potential. And if right now, these fibroids are preventing me from that. I want to give myself the best opportunity to live my best life yet. So it's starting, and I hope that this has been informative and will help somebody know that they're not alone and that there's other people that are dealing with the same things that they're dealing with. If you have any questions,